a lot going on. It actually comes up through the manholes in the manhole lids. Get floated away.
A look at Southeast projects added to the capital budget, and the 78th Tribal Assembly meets this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell, filling in for Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and much more up next. Southeast representatives added dozens of projects worth about $13.5 million to the capital budget before it passed the House. They were included in the final public works funding list passed by the legislature before it adjourned. One large project is the Lynn Canal Highway, slated to run north out of Juneau. It got $10 million toward construction from the capital budget and other sources. Another is Ketchikan's Medical Center Addition, which picked up $5 million on top of $10 million already included by the state Senate. Southeast four House members also added smaller community grants, most helping local government, social service, or similar groups. Those ranged from $150,000 for Heidelberg teacher housing to $80,000 for Pelican fuel dock and float repairs. The budget also includes $200,000 for manhole covers and sewer line repairs in Thorne Bay. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson says the lines can't handle heavy storms.
That system was so bad that when they have a lot going on, it actually comes up through the manholes in the manhole lids. Get floated away. That's how bad that is.
The governor can veto projects in the capital budget. The House did not restore some funding cuts made by the Senate. For example, close to $1.5 million for two Sitka water and sewer projects remained out of the budget. The House also cut some items the Senate included. An example is $2 million for repairs to Juneau's state office building parking garage. Here are a few other small projects added by the House. Juneau Filipino Community Building Repair and Maintenance at $80,000. Juneau's Haven House Transitional Program for Women Released from Prison, $50,000. Hollis Volunteer Fire Department Emergency Radio Equipment at about $16,000. Port Protection Boardwalk Repairs and Maintenance at $18,000. $200,000 toward Saxman's Mahoney Lake Hydroelectric Project. And $500,000 for improvements to Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association facilities.
The two watershed councils of the Upper Lynn Canal are joining forces. The Taya Inlet Watershed Council in Skagway is dissolving its own nonprofit status and will become a fiscally sponsored project of the Haines-Toksinuk Watershed Council. Taya Executive Director Rachel Ford announced the move to the Skagway Assembly in a letter in March. She wrote that as a one-person organization, Taya Inlet Watershed Council spends time and resources on administrative tasks that could be better spent on direct project management and outreach. Ford, who has been with the Skagway organization for 2 years, says she spends about 20% of her time on administrative work, such as bookkeeping, financial records, and payroll. She said she and most executive directors that have come through the organization have a steep learning curve on those skills, and they aren't able to spend enough time on projects and work that furthers the council's goals. Taya Inlet and Toksinuk Watershed Councils were born in the same year, 2003, but have grown at different speeds. While Taya remains staffed by one full-time employee backed by a board of directors, Toksinuk now has 5 permanent employees, a handful of part-time seasonal employees, and a board of directors. Ford said the way the arrangement will work is that Taya is fiscally sponsored by Toksinuk, but it will retain its own identity and keep all the money from fundraisers. It will pay a 5% administrative fee to Toksinuk from each grant it's awarded, and that fee will be written into the grant requests. The organization will now be overseen by the Toksinuk Board of Directors, but the board will reserve 2 seats for Skagway residents. A local advisory board of Skagway members will still lend support and direction to Ford. When Ford first announced the change to the Skagway Assembly, Mayor Stan Selmer said he was concerned about the arrangement in terms of how local funds would be used. But at the Assembly meeting last week, the mayor said his concerns had been alleviated, that money from Skagway would stay to support Skagway projects. Ford said the two watershed councils already have a good working relationship, and Toksinuk has been a helpful resource for Taya throughout the years.
The Tlingit Haida Central Council holds its 78th annual tribal assembly in Juneau this week. Delegates from around Southeast and a few other areas will hear reports from Sea Alaska Corporation, the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood, and other organizations. Council President Ed Thomas says this year's theme is Hold Each Other Up.
We find that so often we spend a lot of time focusing on the negative, and so we want to ask people to work together, lift each other up, and try to have a positive way forward.
Delegates also will discuss and vote on resolutions addressing a variety of issues. They include elder housing, native language instruction, the Sitka Sound sacro fishery, and sea otter harvests.
And we're pretty much going to be dealing with a normal agenda. We have some constitutional amendments that I'm proposing, some statutes on tribal courts that will be strengthened.
Delegates will meet through Saturday at the Council's Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall in downtown Juneau. The president's seat is not up for election this year. Thomas, 71, has announced he will retire in 2014 at the end of his term. He's been in the post more than 25 years. You can find links to the agenda and related information online at ccthita.org or just search Central Council Juneau in your search engine. Local fishermen and residents gathered upon Haines shores in good sailing conditions Sunday for this year's Blessing of the Fleet. The annual tradition is an opening ceremony for a safe and bountiful season of fishing and boating in surrounding waters. Here's an audio postcard from the service organized by Haines Ministerial Association.
So, welcome. At the very end of the service today, we will be reading through the names of everyone who has died in Haines in the past year or from Haines, as well as going through everyone that we're aware of that has died at sea. I will invite you to put palm branches as the names are read into the basket. Then afterwards, they'll all be taken out and spread out in Lynn Canal.
I'm Ron Horn, and I'm pastor at the Presbyterian Church. And the Ministerial Association every year puts on a Blessing of the Fleet. We try and do it early in the spring before most of the fishermen are gone. We think it's an important thing to do to have an overall blessing for all the pleasure and fishing boats that are here in our harbor. We go through and we have a ceremony that we follow and where we have prayers for the boats and ask for protection.
Thank you, Lord, for good weather and for protection as we venture on the seas.
Harbor lights at night, communication between boats and those on shore, for the rattle of the winch and the song of the diesel, for laden nets and well-laden boats, for our labor and work, for the pleasures we enjoy on your oceans, for families, our good comrades and friends.
Thanks be to God.
God bless these boats.
Then there's also a time of remembrance. The time of remembrance, we try and remember and all of those who have died in the past year who are either from Haines or lived here in Haines. And then we also try and remember all of those who have perished at sea any time who are from Haines.
Remember before you, O Lord, those who have gone before us. Give them safe harbor in the protection of your everlasting arms.
We do that as the Presbyterian Church bell is being tolled, and so it's a good time of remembrance.
Harriet Jergerlite, Michelle Hall.
There sometimes may be some tears with that, but it's also a time to remember those who've gone before, and it's a time of celebration and joy. As well as we ask for God's protection over our boats.
Ted Lynch.
Ty Yule.
If we don't remember those who passed on before us, then they're forgotten. And that would be the real tragedy. So we remember them and celebrate their life and the times that we had with them.
Lord of sea and sky,
sounds from last Sunday's Blessing of the Fleet in Haines, an annual service to open a safe and enjoyable boating season. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell, in for Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to John Hagen and Ed Schoenfeld for their contributions to this report.
KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community for our guidelines. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS listener commentary.